This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky dairy farmers are finding ways to add value to their milk they are producing on their farms. Kentucky Dairy Development Director H.H. Barlow says they hosted a seminar in 2019 to help farmers look at ways to add value.
Kentucky Dairy Development Council actually hosted a little seminar or a conference, I guess would be a better term, last summer in Bowling Green in July, actually a year ago, to try to put a little more emphasis on what we call value-added processing. That's taking the milk that you produce on your farm and putting it through some process.
Barlow says some Kentucky dairies have already begun value-added projects.
We have approximately 12, I would say, maybe I could be off a little bit, active farms in the state of Kentucky, either making cheese, ice cream, or butter, or actually processing fluid milk and selling it in gallon jugs or pints. And, putting their own label on it.
He says a couple of well-known dairies have been processing their own milk for several years.
Everybody's probably on Cheney's Dairy Barn in Bowling Green, but there's J.D. Milk down in Russellville. It's very prominent. They sell their milk in old-fashioned glass bottles. They have built a great trade. They actually sell a lot of milk, quite a bit of Tennessee and all over Kentucky.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.